I was thinking just to invite the contact persons, you know, to another place, not here, because there's only 100-something people. I could take care, like go near the sea somewhere, you know, and stay together every day, swimming. Wow. Yeah, that's what I originally intended. But if your zip is broken, everything is broken. What can I do? Yeah, it was intended, you know, like that. You believe me, huh? Yeah. I don't tell lies. It's true. It was like that. It's warmer in some other place of Florida. And if it's near the sea, it's extra warm. Even if it's not, it's winter, but if the sun is out, you can always swim for half an hour or so. Or even just swim for 10 minutes. It's nice. And run around, you know, in the sun. Yeah. But that is, we cannot do with a big group like this. Or maybe we just do that with 100 here, 100 there. And if we want a big group, we have to come here or go in the 1,000 acres and meditate with the cobras. No, not the cobras. No. That is special. Already we have plenty, but there's the snake that make ring. Ring, ring, ring. A rattlesnake, not cobra. Okay. After I got the land, they told me there's plenty of them. But it's a beautiful place, though. A lot of trees and a big grassland to camp. Big empty grass because it was a farmland. And also, first we have to convert it or maybe use it, but I don't know how we can use both or not. First, I thought we could have it, and then everybody just drive the RV in, you know, second-hand RV or fifth-hand RV come in. But then I forgot you, because after I inquired so many things, you have to have a system. Like people come in, can plug in for electricity, warm water, and sewage and all that. And over there is a place of nowhere. Well, that's what we like also. But then we will be lacking in more comfort. I don't know if you guys can bear it. Yeah? You know, like we might not have enough hot water. And because it's not like a central sewage system, so we cannot, it's not easy. Okay, we could do, of course. In the old time, people could live with anything. But knowing you, you're luxurious disciples, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Need to eat good food and a lot of candy to take home and keep warm, you know, and all that. I don't know, maybe some of you go there and have a look. Yeah? Maybe I dispatch some of the feng shui people again, huh? Yeah, why should I work for nothing, huh? They can do it. These I don't need too much of the spiritual knowledge. Yeah? Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll see about it. Originally, we wanted to move there. But then we don't have any building there at all. First, we have to have water and electricity. And we have to have enough for a lot of people. Otherwise, if we use a generator, we have to keep filling up too much gas all the time. And it costs 3-4 times more than the normal electricity. Yeah. And sometimes it goes kaput on you. And then you just put your soap on. Eh? And then you shrink. We expect to develop, you know. But we become shrunk. And you say, honey, we shrunk ourselves. You watch the film?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Some of the films I recommended are very old because I didn't have time to watch films at that time. So sometimes they brought it and they say, oh, this is a good film, so we watch together. Sometimes they recommend it to me, I did not watch. But I know it's just a kid's film, so it should be okay, like from Disney, yeah? So I should say, okay, but it doesn't mean that all the films I say you can watch will be pleasing to you. It might be too tedious, maybe too kiddie. Yeah. So you watch if you like it and you continue. If you don't like, you know it. You don't have to eat the whole cake to know if it's good, right? Okay. Besides, people have different tastes, you see. So I don't just recommend what I like. that sometimes I thought the general public would like, or the famous film that I don't like, that I don't watch, but I know it's okay and people would like to watch. Okay, so I'm not like a dictative person. For example, if it were for me, I wouldn't go watch Titanic. For example, I know I don't like this kind. Well, what's gone, let it be gone. We have enough misery every day now. We don't need to watch another misery for 100 years ago or something like that. We deal with daily problems. I don't like this kind of miserable film. For example, but that one wins a lot of Oscars. Or Schindler's List. I never watched. But I know you would like, some of you would like. Many, and it wins a lot of Oscars. So maybe it's worth seeing. But I did not watch. I still don't want to watch. Knowing the story behind it, I don't want to shed tears again. I want to be happy. I want to know what we're doing now and in the future. I don't want to keep bringing back hatred and violence and sorrow and the things that we could not change. Right? It's just my small personal opinion. But it doesn't mean the film is not good. I just don't like miserable films. No matter if it's true or not true, I like happy films. So most of the films I recommend to you are happy, happy films. Yeah, because these are films I like also. But sometimes when there is some educational purpose, I also recommend one or two films that are not very happy, happy, but are good. Yeah, but I do not like true story, which is too miserable. If I know it, I would not watch. If I don't know, then of course I might watch it. Yeah. Okay. So maybe we should cut it out, otherwise Steven Spielberg will never want to make my film. In case he wants to make my film, we better tell him that he's okay. No, he's okay. His film are fantastic. Yes. His film are good. Most his film are good, good, good. Have purpose, you know, have purpose. Even Saving Private Ryan or whatever, they have purposes, you know. But, whew, I wish I spare myself of this film. He wants to educate people that war is bad and hatred is bad, which is good also. I know already, so I just don't have to learn it, that's all, you know. But many people need to learn this, and it's cool. It's cool film, yeah? It's cool. All right. And besides, they have very special effects and all that. Oh, by the way, when I was in Mexico looking for land for you, that was the time they were filming Titanic. I saw the actual ship. It looked silly. It looked nothing like the magnificent ship that you saw in the film, though. And the sea was so calm. At least where they park is in a small port, you know, it's surrounded by mountains and the sea was so calm. Yeah. Anyway, to see the actual film making is nothing compared to the film itself. So you better never go to any studio and look at it. That's the reason why I am not a movie star right now. I did go into some film studio and do some small part. Yeah, and they call me again for a bigger part. You know, I was just one in the crowd that you don't even see. I'm so small also anyway. You have to have, you know, like those who watch the stars with those star binoculars in order to even spot me somewhere, even if you're lucky. But I was there. I got paid at 70 German mark per day. That was for 3 days. I earned 220, and I have food and drink and free makeup every 5 minutes. Yeah, really, they touch you up every 5 minutes. I don't know what for. My face was already as thick as a pancake. And knowing me, everything just sticks on. Look at you. You stick forever. So I don't know why they keep touching up, you know. Yeah, and at that time I was still young and beautiful, so there was no need even to put makeup so thick like that. But to all the actors and actresses, they put so many layers of makeup on. They almost change your face completely. If I were to walk out at that time, you wouldn't recognize me. You would tell me, do you have an ID? And you ask the hufa to come and chase me out because I was made up too much. For example, it's funny. Another film. Movie? No. I think I told you once which movie. The Slangen Eye. The Snake's Egg. It's from Inge Bergman. Yeah, that was the first film he made. Yeah. But I told you, you need a star binocular. With David Carradine and Liv Ullmann. And he saw me and he said, Yeah. I was so shy. Yeah. If it was me now, I would come and then ask for an autograph or something. But he wouldn't remember me. I met him again now. He's older. I met him once again at the star party in Los Angeles. He didn't remember me at all. Yeah, but he liked me at that time. I guess because he was much into kung fu. And I was the only Asian-looking one there. Yeah, he feel at home, you know. I guess he feel at home. He kept looking at me and did like that. I reminded him, but he couldn't remember. I guess he remembered afterward. He said something like, I don't know, maybe he didn't remember. I'm just one of the many, you know, we had a big crowd. You know those extra, extra, extra? Anyway, if they make movies with a big building and all that, that's just a wall. And the bricks might not be even real. And they make a window frame and all that, and they put a high platform, something for people to sit behind the window, and it look like you sit inside the building. But actually, there's no building at all. And they just make a short street or something with a tape-on street lamp. they park a few old cars there, those made in the 20s. Park them around there. Or run around just a corner. And again, the same street. And they make it look like real. Yes. And I was so disappointed. So almost heartbroken. I was young, you know, an idealist, and I loved movies. And I imagine all these magnificent movies I've seen. And David Carradine was also one of my, you know, favorites. And I couldn't believe it. Everything looks so ordinary and like fake, you know. And I said, I don't want to play anymore with these people. So since then, I don't want to be there anymore. Actually, I never wanted to be a movie star or anything. It just happened. People just wanted to take my picture, and the people just wanted to come see me and ask me if I wanted to play something in the movies. Yeah. And there's another movie maker. I forgot his name, but the stars of the movies wanted to take picture with me. They did take picture with me and put it in front of their movies premiere day. And put it for many days until I passed by and I thought, huh? Oh, that's me. No. Can I have it back? And I took it. I probably still have it somewhere. Or maybe in Germany. Yeah, it was in Germany. In Munich, yeah. They put it in front of the movie theater, me and the stars. The main star of the film. I even forgot the star name and the film. Can you imagine? I could remember. Oh, something Cleopatra, Cleo and something, yeah. And the other guy, Wolfgang. Wolfgang's have plenty in Germany. Yeah, I could remember if I think back, but I just met them once, you know, and they want to take a picture with me and then put it in one of their movie theater. I thought it was very kind, though. But I'm very shy. What if people thought I was a movie star and then asked questions and then I was not? I feel like a pretentious person. Give me back my picture. It had been there for weeks and I did not know. Yeah. I guess they didn't mean anything, just wanted to honor me, you know, want to make me feel good. They like me, that's all. That would be an honor for everyone, huh? I was just too young and, you know, I didn't understand much of these things. I was just so shy because I thought I'm not a star. I should not be in front of the movies there. You know, the picture like that, you know. Okay. Well, my goodness, what are we all talking about except spirituality? Some new initiates must feel very surprised.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.